Yeah. Great song. That was our triple play of Ringo Starr. 231 area code for triple play Thursday. Ringo Starr with Photograph. It's my favorite Ringo Starr song. And I guess I realized, Dan, that I absolutely love any song called Photograph, because the Def Leppard song Photograph rules the planet.
Wait, do you like the Nickelback one too?
Is there a Nickelback song called Photograph?
There is.
Then no. So not every song called Photograph is great, but those two are, the one by Ringo and especially the Def Leppard, Photograph by Def Leppard, in that category, perfect songs.
A jam. So it's every movie about submarines and every song about photographs are Nick Dilio favorites.
Did you know about my unbelievable love for all submarine movies?
No.
The only one that I'm not crazy about, and Dan, this is the weird part. The only one that I'm not crazy about, I still think it's pretty cool. It's okay. Is A Hunt for Red October, and everybody is like, "That's the greatest submarine movie ever made."
That's the one I think of immediately.
Oh yeah, I know. Submarine. It's the only one that I kind of.
Do you like Down Periscope?
Yes, I do. With Kelsey Grammer. Yes, I do. How about U571 with my man Matthew McConaughey and Jovi?
Is really
Jovi's in it.
John Giovanni Bon,
that's
Bon
right.
Jovi?
John Giovanni. Whatever the hell his name is. David Boners. Whatever the guy's name is. You know, there was a guy named Peter Boners. That's his name.
Right.
He was on the Bob Newhart show and directed many episodes of sitcoms.
Was it with a Z?
Yes, it was. Peter Boners. Because his last name was Fly. Because let's forget the Z in there.
Uh-huh.
Right. Hey, Esmeralda, look who it is!
Who's that?
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Skip, how are you, man?
I'm well. How about you two?
You know, good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
You were flying around on the jet?
Yes, yes. Continuing my month-long tour with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire host.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was hanging out with one of your favorite ladies, Nick.
Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira.
Why didn't you bring her in?
Right?
She was respectfully appreciative of your feelings, but
she had all those letters.
She didn't want to get too close to me.
Right.
That's okay. I understand.
She knows how much you love Oliver Platt.
I love Oliver Platt. And I got a little thing for Meredith Vieira. I've said this many times. I got a little thing for her.
I think Dan should mark 438.
And I also, oh man. I also, one of the other reasons why I think it's awesome is because who played her on SNL when they would do The View?
Oh, is it Molly Shannon?
Yes, it was Molly Shannon.
All right.
So that's two people
that's
like
a weird thing.
Weird what?
Like, because you like Molly Shannon,
yeah.
But then she's dressing up as someone who you really like.
Yeah.
It's like a weird thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, my whole life is weird. Hey,
what
Skip,
if Colin Farrell portrayed Oliver Platt in the movie? What would you
oh,
do?
Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man. You know, what was it a couple of weeks ago when I was doing Cochran's show? He asked me if Matthew McConaughey and, I can't remember who else. Maybe it was Colin Farrell. I think it was Colin Farrell. Matthew McConaughey and Colin Farrell were in a boat, and the boat was sinking. You were in a boat with Matthew McConaughey and Colin Farrell, and the boat was sinking. Who would you save? Or who would you kick off the boat? And then I said, I'd jump in.
You would sacrifice yourself?
Yeah. The world doesn't need me. Those two guys, man, come on. All right. Maybe it wasn't Colin Farrell. Can't remember. But I know McConaughey was one of them. All right, Skip, are we ready to begin?
Sure, let's knock it out.
That's right. This is the board game that was given to me by one of my great listeners, and we've been having a lot of fun with it. There are cards, and each card, side one of the card is about a certain song, certain video, and about that song and video. Side two is about pop culture-related stuff to that song and video. Skip Skipley is our host. And Esmeralda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Where are we going here? Am I going? Am I up first?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Mr. Angelio.
Right. Okay.
Please give us a line or two from Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the chair is not my son.
You say the chair?
I did, because he sounds like he says chair.
And also claim?
What?
I don't know. I always thought she thinks
Is it thinks that I'm the one? I thought it was claims.
Know. I always thought it was thinks, but
all right.
It sounds
probably,
very
you guys
formal.
Are probably right because I don't, you know,
Claims just sounds real formal
yeah.
for a song.
But no, there's he sounds like he says chair, and there's this great bit on Letterman from years and years and years, obviously 30-something years ago, where they were doing viewer mail, mm-hmm. and someone said, "Dear Dave, doesn't it sound like Michael Jackson says, the chair is not my son?" And so they're like, "Oh yeah, let's play that back." And they played it back. And when it gets to the point where you know, and they dub in Paul Schaefer going, "Chair is not my son."
You are correct, Mr. DiGilio claims that I am not the one.
Oh, look at that!
Huh?
Do I get an extra point?
No.
Okay. All right.
Esmeralda, who is following Michael throughout this video? Who is following Michael throughout the video?
A dude. I don't know. Lights? I don't know.
Can I answer?
What?
Yes, you can.
A tiger?
No, that is not the answer they're looking for either.
Some dude with a top, but has he got a hat on?
Right?
And some, a photographer?
The FBI?
A private eye.
Private eye.
Oh.
Which makes sense.
Well, that's a dude.
Yeah.
Like the Cliff Clavin.
Isn't there a tiger in the video?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think it's following.
Doesn't it follow him around? And
I think it's just walking. And Michael Jackson happens to be
And he
there.
Lights up every brick that he stands on,
yeah.
which attracts the tiger. And the poodle that he ends up crying with. All right. Are we giving her dude?
Sure.
It's a dude. All right.
Mr. DiGilio, where did Michael's wife Debbie work when he met her?
What?
Where did Michael's wife Debbie work when he met her?
Is this in the video?
No.
It's not about the video
it's
anymore?
It's not about the video.
Oh, we flipped over?
No.
What?
It's about his life.
Oh, all right. I is it multiple choice?
Nope.
I don't know. A donut shop.
Doctor's office.
At his dermatologist's office.
For God's sake. How the hell is anybody supposed to know that?
Esmeralda kind of yeah. would.
She met him through a dude. All right.
Esmeralda, Michael's son has the same first name as what pop star? Michael's son.
Prince.
That is correct.
Yeah. I get a dermatologist question,
so like,
and
blanket.
She gets a prince question. Blanket. All right. What's next?
We are on the other side of the card.
Oh, good.
It's multiple choice. So
thank
you.
You. Dermatologist's right. office.
In the animal world, a kid is a baby what? A, sheep. B, kangaroo. C, buffalo. D, goat.
Would be goat.
That is correct.
All right. You know how I know that?
Why?
Because in my dad's wallet, he has a picture of two baby goats and says, "Hey, look at my kids." Part of my dad's routine that he does.
No rim shot? I mean, come on.
Oh, sorry. Say, look at my kids.
Mm. I think I've seen that. Yeah.
You've seen my dad's
yeah,
routine.
He did the, yeah, he,
yeah,
did the
he does
thing.
The whole thing. My three sons, when it's three pictures of the sun. When I see a picture of my ex, it's a card with a big X on it. So my dad does 15 minutes, man. He can go to Zany's, do 15 minutes with just his wallet. All right. Oh. Dan,
one more before
skip.
We break. Esmeralda, Dr. Moriarty was the nemesis of what famous detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
That is correct.
Dermatologist office. All right, we got a break for weather and traffic, and then ow! Pop-up video will continue.
That's what you get for bad mouth and pop-up video.
Thank you, Skip. Hey, when you because he's retiring right now, give Meredith my love, will you?
I think you tried to earlier.
Thanks, exactly. Didn't work out too well. Yeah! All right, we're back. Nick DiGilio here. Esmeralda and I are in a battle here with pop-up video. Hey, look, Skip Skipley just came back. He was retired.
Oh, God.
He came back.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
Did Meredith say anything about me?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to talk to her.
Damn it.
The elevator was running slow, so I didn't make it up to
the
plane.
Oh, you didn't even
plane.
Make it all the way up to the plane. You yeah. didn't come right back to unretire.
Right.
Is it an elevator to the jet?
It doesn't go directly to. That would be a pretty cool add-on, though. I like that idea.
An elevator goes right up to the jet.
I was reading an article on CNN the other day, and the king of, I forget what country, but he travels with two elevators.
Oh, yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
So wherever he goes, he has just an elevator to take him.
That was the guy who travels with, like, 2 tons of stuff, right? Two tons of luggage.
How do you install those into things?
You just automatic.
I think it's one of those, like, it just, like, butts up against the building. And
thank you.
Just
450. All right. Where are we still on the Michael Jackson?
Yes, we are still on the Michael Jackson card.
And it's my turn?
Yes.
All right. It's 3-2. Esmeralda's in the lead.
And we have a multiple choice for you.
Oh, thank God.
Where did Laverne and Shirley work?
Schott's Brewery.
That is correct.
I had to sing the song in my head.
They don't sing where they work in the song.
Well, I was trying to figure out where.
It's Schott's Brewery.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they couldn't get Schlitz. Couldn't get the rights to Schlitz.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice as well. Monday Night Football's All My Rowdy Friends theme song is performed by the son of what country music legend? A. Hank Williams. B. Boxcar Willie. C. Willie Nelson. D. George Jones.
Is it A?
That is correct. Hank Williams is correct.
What is the connection there?
Michael Jackson's son.
Oh, Michael Jackson's son. Okay.
Hank Williams.
And Hank Williams. And what about, why is there a Laverne and Shirley?
They worked at the brewery, and that's where Michael Jackson met Debbie at work, I think.
Where is it?
Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say if it was in Indiana.
No, it was Milwaukee.
Okay, then never mind.
Okay. All right, well, we've ended the first card, right?
That is correct.
All right, 4 Esmeralda, 3 Nick, and now get the cats ready, everybody. They're lined up outside on Michigan Avenue, all the alley cats. Captain Dave, Dave Ennett, and his psychic feline army. He's got his cape, his Doctor Strange cape on, and although he's being surrounded by cats, they're ready to go.
I imagine the cats turn into a car of sorts.
Sure.
And they move him around.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he actually got to Colorado for the game.
Dave never has to walk. All right.
He doesn't fly with the team. He just rides on his cats. Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf.
Okay.
What?
No, it's just funny. Song. I know, I love it too. Something from the ground. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Sense of sound. I'm lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like the wolf. Hungry like the wolf.
Cats are really going nuts because you're singing about a wolf.
They're freaking out.
Freaking out. Nice job.
Thank you.
Right, Skip?
I mean, it was such an appropriate song this morning.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
Because we're hungry like wolves?
Well, just they're all animals and they searching for things.
Well, I think the wolves would eat those cats, so.
All right. What's next?
Mr. DiGilio,
yeah.
In this song,
yeah.
What does juice taste like?
What?
In this song, it's one of the lyrics. What does juice taste like?
Oh, good thing I didn't sing that line.
I need the spirit of my friend Joe Donatello. Hey, listen, Nick.
Hey, listen.
Juice tastes like gold.
Wine.
Wine?
Juice
that's
like
right.
Wine.
Juice is like wine. That's right. Wow, okay.
Here we go.
Wow.
Opportunity here for Esmeralda. Andy and John were hungry for something different and formed what band with singer Robert Palmer?
Oh, is it not multiple choice?
No, unfortunately not.
What is it? We've had this question
I
before.
DiGilio talks about it all the time.
Is it
Andy and John were hungry for something different and formed what band with singer Robert Palmer?
Is it Public Image?
No.
LTD?
That's Johnny Lydon's band.
Ah, come on.
It's Power Station. I'm not going to say because there was another
why do I remember
super
that
group that were formed by Duran Duran members, but I'm afraid that question might be on the card.
So very smart.
Power Station.
Power Station. They ruled. All right.
Simon Le Bon was the best man at the wedding of which hunger relief benefit creator? Simon Le Bon was the best man at the wedding.
Come on.
For which hunger relief benefit creator?
Is that Bob Geldof?
Yes, that is correct.
All right.
You're so confused by that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I know. I just seemed a little. I just don't see the two of them being friends. That's all. I don't know why. All right.
We are flipping to the other side of the card.
Uh oh.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. Mm. Which was not a hit for country singer Juice Newton?
Juice like wine. Juice like wine.
A, Angel of the Morning. B, It's a Heartache. C, Queen of Hearts. D, Crimson and Clover.
Okay, well, it was not.
Which was not a hit.
Queen of Hearts.
So you're guessing.
You're saying Queen.
No, I'm trying to deduce.
Which was not a hit.
What was the first one?
Angel of the Morning, It's a Heartache, Queen of Hearts, Crimson and Clover.
The first one. Oh, was it Crimson and Clover?
It was Crimson and Clover.
I was thinking maybe that...
Joan Jett covered Crimson and Clover.
Right, but I was thinking maybe she did it.
Juice Newton. Where is she now?
I know she does that Queen of Hearts song.
Yeah. And she did the other two as well. Sing it again? Wow. Giving the cats a little treat this morning in honor of the basketball game.
Well, yeah, and they've been working hard. That's traveling.
Right. Okay, what's next there?
Another multiple choice for you.
Uh-huh.
In Judaism, what is a prayer for the dead called? A Kaddish, B a Maror, a C a Haggadah, or D Matzah?
Where's Roger Badish when you need him?
A
is correct. Kaddish.
Okay. Because I know so much about the world's religions.
Esmeralda, what powerful title is used to describe hockey player Wayne Gretzky?
Come on.
What powerful title is used to describe...
Oh, I don't get a multiple choice?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Like how Nick gives me the what? You don't know this face?
Doesn't everybody know this?
Nice guy.
Nice guy Gretzky. Leave that's on his plaque.
He is a nice guy, but it's
Canadian.
It's the great one.
Oh. Well, that's a little presumptuous.
No, it's not. You ever see the man play hockey?
I don't know. There's a lot of great players.
He's the best hockey player that ever lived.
Oh.
Without question. And I don't think anybody's close. He's the best hockey player that ever lived.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Not a question.
What?
Yes.
All right, here's the deal. We ready for the deal? Here's the deal.
Are you because of the Who Wants It to Be a Millionaire? You're doing deals now.
Here's the no. I'm gonna. You got to pick. You got to pick a briefcase. It's 5-5.
Nuh-uh. How is it 5-5?
5-5. If I get this right, I win. If not, tied.
Oh, because you didn't get the juice wine.
Right.
Right, and the dermatologist. Okay.
So 5-5. And this is the final question. Okay, Skip.
The Boomtown Rats were named after a gang in the movie Bound for Glory. Whose life is Bound for Glory based upon? James Dean, Woody Guthrie, Frank Sinatra, Arthur Fonzarelli.
Oh, man.
It's Woody Guthrie.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right, I won.
Whatever.
Came from behind win, too. I was down by two at one point. You'll never forget the great one. Now.
Well, clearly I will, because I couldn't remember Power Station, and we talked about it at length.
I know, we have. By the way, the other offshoot, Duran Duran supergroup offshoot, mm-hmm. was Arcadia.
Okay.
And their hit was Election Day.
All right. I'll store that away.
You should.
Where I won't remember
it. Good song.
Thank you, Vic. All right, we got a break. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
It's Fly Jams Friday tomorrow. Oh, 22 seconds to the news.